we've been back in action since early January. For us, it was important, obviously, to get that element of a break following, obviously, a very hectic season and then the club season that followed. So we wanted to be able to give the girls a little bit of a breather, maybe even just a mental rest on top of everything else. So we've been back in action since early January. We've kind of, I suppose, cast the net nice and wide and opened up, I suppose, the opportunity to come in and represent. And we've had a lot of girls in and a lot of girls involved in the process. And it's been excellent. And we're just kind of last couple of weeks now, we're just starting to hone in, a couple of games under our belt. So yeah, look, we're just really looking forward to Sunday.
Certainly are, and plenty of people in the southeast are looking forward to it as well. You obviously came in at a low ebb for last year's league campaign. That saw Wexford get relegated from Division 2. But you've had a full pre-season to put your plans in place now. So will we see much of a change in how Wexford go about their football this year, or is it a case of sticking to what worked, what got you to an All-Ireland final last year?
No, I think you're always looking to build and evolve. So whilst, you know, some of the work that we would have got through last year, that will be some of the foundation of what we're going to work on this year. But look, we're hoping to add some elements to our game, just particularly maybe on a defensive element that we're looking maybe at, in that opportunity to be able to turn ball over a little bit higher up the field and utilise those, you know, powerful and pacey forwards that we have. So we're looking for small tweaks. I won't give too much away, but building on what we did last year, I think if we stand still, I think the phrase goes, you'll be passed out. So we will... We'll constantly be looking to kind of build and adapt and add as the season goes on.
One thing you have added is a couple of new players to the panel as well, but I guess there is that core. Aisling Halligan is still there. You've still got the likes of Kelly Carney there, you know, Roisin Murphy, Sarah Harding Kenny, and Sarah Merrigan. So there's still that core group there that got you so far last year, and it's great to see that you've been able to add a bit to that too.
Yeah, no, and as in, it's excellent. You know, I suppose we said at the end of last year we wanted anybody who wanted to be involved and, you know, get involved in Wexford ladies football, that they'd have that opportunity. And, you know, as I said, we cast that net and we opened that opportunity and players put their hands up, and, you know, brilliant to have so many people wanting to represent and get involved. And yeah, we've a core group of those that were involved last year. We've added some of players, maybe, for example, the likes of Bernie Breen and Aoife Tormey, who were out last season as they were having babies. So it's brilliant to welcome them back into the squad. You know, players maybe that haven't been there for a number of years, Niamh Clough Rochford from Ballyhoge and Ellen O'Brien from Adamstown. So, you know, it's great. It's always good to have a good mix and a good blend. But we're adding, I suppose, some experienced players, and then you have some younger players who are putting their hand up and pushing their way into the squad. So, you know, it's that's always hugely important and something that we're always very, I suppose, open and encouraging to as well. You know, we always love to... We've had good underage squads coming through in Wexford, and, you know, it's important, obviously, that we facilitate that their development onto the adult team as well. So the likes of young Orla Keogh from Ballydove Tier, you know, she's done really well in pre-season for us. And there's a number of girls. It's probably not fair to start singling out and naming names, but no, we're delighted. We're excited with the squad that's there. And, you know, it's allowed us, obviously, some girls had a very long, you know, club campaign. So it's allowed us to be able to give them an opportunity just to have maybe an extended rest and, you know, manage their training loads and ease them back into play. So, no, look, it's excellent. And I suppose for us, and what's hugely exciting for us, is that there's so many people wanting to play and wanting to be involved, you know. And that's, that's great. And you'd hope that'll just help raise the bar for, obviously, our team and then, obviously, football within the county.
Definitely. And you've mentioned a good mix of players and a good mix of clubs there as well, because I guess when you're in a position like yours, there is kind of a temptation to look at the local club scene and say, well, Shelmaliers have been dominant for the last decade now, let's just pick as many Shelmaliers players as we can. But, you know, you've cast the net a bit wider than that, and it is a case of trying to find players that'll fit your style, I suppose, and they will come from all over the place. There's Adamstown, St Anne's, Clonard Volunteers, as you mentioned, Ballydove Tira. You know, there's plenty of clubs being represented as well, which makes it feel like more of a whole Wexford team then.
Yeah, and I think that's hugely important, Aidan. I think anything, when you're wanting to achieve and build and go forward, it's hugely important that everyone is pulling in the same direction, you know. And that's, you know, all the clubs are the cornerstone of our county team. So it's brilliant to have that sort of representation and in turn have that sort of support. And also it's a credit to the clubs, because, you know, the players come to us having come through their club systems and their club structures and their underage county teams. So there's a number of people who, you know, can take huge pride in credit in relation to these players representing on the adult team, you know. And as in, I suppose for me and for us going forward, as in, we want everyone pulling in their own direction. It's amazing the strength and support, you know. You saw the momentum maybe that was gathered last year when everyone just got pointing in the one direction, as I like to call, and that's hugely important, you know, for any structure, any setup, and it's hugely important for the development of Wexford ladies football. So it's fantastic, and a lot of people deserve a huge amount of credit, I suppose, for that mix. You know, we're only at the very end of it, so people, I'm sure there's a lot of people feeling very, very proud, and will be very proud over the next number of weeks and months seeing their girls pull on the Wexford jersey.
You are, of course, a co-manager alongside John Nolan, and that can really go one of two ways. You can have kind of a Liverpool in the 90s situation where you have, you know, managers trying to bring teams in different directions, or you can, you know, look at a more recent example and see the co-managers that helped Tyrone to the All-Ireland Men's last year as well. So how do you make that a success when you are co-managers like that?
Yeah, I was just going to use the Tyrone example, actually. You beat me to it. But I suppose, look, what's hugely important is the relationship and the communication. To be honest, I suppose, and what I've certainly learnt over the years with involvement in teams, like the team is only as strong as the individuals in it and your management team in total. So there's such a volume and a body of work that you want to get through that, to be honest, having the expertise and the experience, and whilst obviously myself and John are in the giant role, we have the likes of Ciara Scallon and Benny McCabe involved, you know. We have Tom Dunn from Volley Love Tier, was obviously with me last year as well, Aileen Ryan, like we have a number of people involved. Mary Rose Kelly is in doing goalkeeping. So I suppose the thought process behind it really was that element of kind of nearly a shared leadership role. I suppose it's something that I work on a day-to-day basis. So for me, it comes quite easily, I suppose. And I suppose John is a great guy to work with, a terrific coach with, you know, like vast experience and knowledge. So for me, he was a huge addition to the setup. And when we, I suppose, finished last year, when we thought about how we were going to move things forward, it was about trying to, you know, add people and get people involved who, one, obviously have a huge vested interest in Wexford ladies football and the expertise and the skill sets in relation to that. So no, it's, to be honest, it's working great, you know. And as in, look, don't get me wrong, I'm sure along the way we'll have plenty of frank and open and honest debates, which we do, but that's healthy within any setup, and that's, I suppose, what you want if we're wanting to move things forward. And that's what we want and where we want to get to. So yeah, look, as in, so far so good, I suppose, is what I'll say.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be a couple of banging the table there and stuff like that, but that's all part of the setup. Great to hear that Mary Rose is back as well. Like, she was Mrs. Ladies Football here in the county for so long, and, you know, she has that experience and knows what it takes to win on the big days as well. So that'll certainly add to the experience that's already in that side, having got to the final last year too.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you look at, for example, Mary Rose, Ciara Scallon, Benny McCabe, they would have been there the last time that we would have won the Junior All-Ireland. So vast amount of experience. I always describe them as serial winners nearly, you know. So to be able to, I suppose, you know, utilise that and for the players to be able to tap into that, and as in, you know, I mean, it, Mary Rose goes without saying, and as in, a success across both codes, you know. So she really understands that, and she drives standards, and, you know, that's hugely important, and the girls obviously hugely respect her and respect those achievements. So delighted to get her on board. I suppose I was chasing her for a little while once Mary Rose has a huge affinity and grow for Wexford ladies football, so once she was able to sort out her time, she was there was very little I suppose persuading, but just delighted to have her on board. And our goalkeepers are you know, thrilled to be working with her and learning from her. So, but yeah, look at us, and just very, very lucky with the entire management team, you know.
Yeah, so the first big challenge is Kildare. They're a bit of a new prospect this year, led by Sean Finnegan. He was previously in charge of Westmeath, who you met in that final. So there's a man who knows how to beat Wexford, so that makes this an even trickier contest, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that there, Aidan. I had spoken to Sean briefly after the All-Ireland, actually, and, you know, he was kind of contemplating what he was going to do. So when I seen his name pop up in Kildare, I was quite surprised. And then, as in, I knew that the likelihood was we'd probably run into him very, very soon. So the potential is we could end up playing Kildare 4, maybe 5 times in the season, you know. So yeah, and look at, you know, Kildare last year would have been played a style of play, I suppose, quite a defensive style, where they would have dropped off. But I can't envisage that that Sean will implement that style of play with Kildare. Loads of, you know, really, you know, good, exciting players. Typical kind of Kildare team that like to get on the ball, like to run with it, like to carry it. So look, we're under all illusions that we're in for a really stiff test tomorrow as well. But look, you know, I suppose that's one element of it. You know, we focus hugely on ourselves in relation to what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build. So tomorrow we'll be looking at, you know, it doesn't really, I suppose, you know, we're playing a team that was in the All-Ireland semi-final last year, but for us it's about looking at our performance and our performance indicators and trying to, obviously, everything that we've started to build and add over the last couple of weeks, seeing can we bring that into competitive action. And you know, and I do feel if we always get a performance, you know, I suppose the results will take care of themselves. So as in, we're just looking to really build on what we've been doing, and yeah, look, we're aware of Kildare, and we know some of the challenges that they'll pose. But yeah, look, we're looking forward to it. But yeah, the irony of meeting Sean in the first round is yeah, I suppose a good one.
Time for revenge, I think, then.
I wouldn't say that. I'll let you say that, Aidan.
Fair enough. I won't catch you out yet. That's the funny thing, I suppose, when you come into the league like this. You know that you will probably meet some of these teams later on down the line in the championship. So, you know, there is a kind of a temptation maybe to keep some powder dry and, you know, lull them into a false sense of security and maybe hit them with something later on down the year. But, you know, when it's such a short league, you know, you've only got 3 games and then promotion or relegation time after that. So I guess you don't have the luxury to try something out. You have to hit the ground running tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like the shortened season has obviously brought with it some of its benefits. It's exciting that these championships and the league campaigns are going to be ran in this kind of type of format, but with that comes that challenge. You know, usually you might have 5 or 6 league games where you would be in a position to, you know, maybe, I suppose, try different things. But yes, no, as in with the 3 games, you really do have to hit the ground running, as you mentioned. And you know, again, like, you do have to obviously be mindful too that you're building and that you're progressing as well. So it's to get the balance between both, because obviously you'll run into the championship format very quickly after this. So but look, our aim is to perform in every game, to, you know, as in, we're looking to get results in every game that we play, and we're looking to, you know, push ourselves into those knockout stages and the latter stages of the competition, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, look, as I said, short season brings with it its challenges. It's exciting in one sense, you know, it's like 3 or 4 games on the bounce and then you're into knockout stages, but we have to be on form from early doors in order to, you know, put ourselves in a positive position in the early stages of April as we're moving into Leinster Championship.
And just finally, one positive move by the Ladies Gaelic Football Association there is the news that there's a new streaming service going to be in place from this weekend. So that'll show the games that the fans can't get to. Now, obviously, you want to have as many fans as you can in Hollymount there tomorrow. But it's great to see that they are taking a positive step forward here. And, you know, we've seen measures like this, you know, the League of Ireland TV has really helped the women's game. It's great to see that more people will be able to expose themselves to these teams and to the game as well, isn't it?
No, it's super, and I know, you know, as in, there was elements of it last year, but to be have that opportunity to see so many live games, you know, week in, week out, and even for myself, like, obviously we're going to be at a game, but it's fantastic to have that opportunity to go and look at some of these games. You know, I'd be an avid sports fan, so I think it's great. And I think obviously there's some people maybe that certain days can't travel, so in fairness to the LGFA, they're always forward thinking in relation to add-ons and things that they're trying to do. So you know, of course we'd love to see a big attendance in Hollymount tomorrow, but for those who can't make it, it's a great opportunity, and obviously all games are covered throughout the season. So yeah, no, it's excellent, and again, another really good initiative from the LGFA.